Odubel Herrera and the Phillies look for their 11th win in 13 games against the Braves this season, and Herrera jumpstarts the Phillies' offense in the third.
And a line drive base hit it to right center field. That's going to go all the way to the wall.
Might be another triple.
Freddy Galvis is at third. He's being waved home. Odubel's on his way to third base. And the Phillies will take a 1-0 lead. Odubel Herrera with back-to-back triples. Now the ball gets away and he's going to head on home. It goes into the dugout. It's 2-0 Phillies on top. You are twice. Out toward right field, Marquez on the run. He's not going to get that one. And it's off the brick wall on one hop. Hernandez around third heading home. RBI double for Freddy Galvis. It's now 3-0 Phils. One ball and two strikes to Santana. And he pulls that one into right field, a base hit. One run is in. Rounding third is Albies. He's going to score. It's a two-run single. Now it's a 3-2 game. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got it with a breaking ball. And Adam Morgan does get out of it. Here in the seventh inning. Two-run score for the Braves. They pull to within one. Jared Eichhoff's night is complete. And we will move on to the eighth. Peterson leads off first. The two-ball, two-strike pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. Galvis is up with it. Flips to second in time. And the Phils have swept out the Braves in this two-game series as they continue their domination over the Atlanta Braves. They win tonight 3-2. Now head home for a four-game series against the New York Mets.
Dansby Swanson goes 0-for-4 in his return from the minors. 3-2 Phillies is your final. Odubel Herrera goes 2-for-4 to extend to a 12-game hit streak, and Jared Eichhoff allows two runs over 6 2/3. With six Ks, he's won three straight decisions. If there's one thing the Phillies have done in 2017, it's beat up on the Braves. Pete Maccannon's club is 11-2 against Atlanta this year.
We're fortunate that we're, playing well against these guys. Eichhoff pitched very well. I thought he got tired in that seventh inning. Couple line drives, the one, lost in the lights, really hurt. And then he hung a curveball with two strikes to Santana. That was a big hit, but good effort from our bullpen with Morgan striking out, Marquez, then Ramos getting his guy, and Milner coming in and doing a good job, and Neris having another pretty clean save. So we didn't have much offense, top of the order. Cesar and Freddie had a couple, they had a double each, and Odubel is playing like his hair's on fire. This guy is two triples, drove in that run and then scored on the throwing error. That was all our offense, but we held on. Another one-run game. We came up on the good side this time.
You talk about Herrera. He's been one of the hottest hitters in baseball since June 1st. Amazing to see the turnaround that he's had.
Yeah, well, we've seen it before, Yeah. We've seen him go cold, but we've seen when he gets hot, he's tough. He hits the ball very well here. Last time we were in town, he tore it up. It's good to see. He's over 280 now. He's closing in on 290. He's
fun
to watch.
It's funny. Earlier, I think in early July, you're saying, I think by the end of the year, he's going to hit 280. I mean, shoot, he might rocket past that.
Well, I wanted to say 290 plus, but I just tried to be a little conservative because he didn't look good at that time. But I knew, these guys are going to hit what they're supposed to hit. And this guy is a 290 plus hitter. And if he gains a little more discipline at the plate, he's a potential batting champ, in my opinion. He's got great hand-eye coordination, and there's no reason why he can't improve.
It seemed like last year Eichhoff was always going deep in the games, and now it's his first time in almost 4 months that he went to just reach the seventh inning. How strange was that to see him go through that funk?
Well, that happens, but one thing that he did extremely well, he threw a ton of curveballs, and they just couldn't solve that curveball. As I said, I think he got tired in that seventh inning, and all in all, it was an outstanding performance against a good lineup.
Jared Eichhoff continues to turn the page after a rough start to his season. The right-hander's ERA is down to 4.45, and he's unbeaten since June the 7th.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of the exact date or exact start, but I knew it had to be pretty early on since then. And to go back into that sixth inning, it felt pretty good. And like I said, I was just happy to get back at it and get a chance to do it.
You had a good feel for the curveball tonight?
Yeah. Flipped over some good ones, threw some good ones down out of the zone, and it was good to come into that.
The last four or five starts have been fairly solid. Is it because of how consistent the curveball has been?
I think so. That and a little bit with the fastball command and getting that good two-seamer, getting on top of the baseball and just working down. I think taking a step off the gas a little bit, just work on focus on commanding the ball.
Every team has one team or two teams that they seem like they were able to just throw the gloves in the field and dominate. How do you guys dominate the Braves so much this year?
I don't know. Somebody asked me that earlier, and I think it just comes down to not being able to put a finger on it. I think I don't know if it's our pitchers matching up with their hitters, you know, well, yeah. Or our hitting matching up well against their pitchers. So, like I said, I don't know. It's just kind of one of those weird things.
The Phillies now head home to begin a four-game series against the Mets on Thursday night. Vince Velasquez gets the start in the opener.